Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I got to tell you, I saw this story in Bleacher Report about NFL records. You know, like what records are going to tumble during the 2022 season. And so they did this piece about, you know, pass production, projected role, scheme, health. And we look at all these records that stand and, you know, the players that have a shot at breaking them. And I thought it was pretty cool. Like, they covered everything you can possibly imagine, like the belly-to-belly, single-season passing yards. I mean, this one, everyone thought it was going to fall. And with a 17-game season, and someone came close of Peyton Manning's record of 54-77 in a season, but it wasn't one of the expected, like Mahomes or Herbert or Dak Prescott, believe it or not. It was old man Tom Brady. Brady threw for 53-16 in his second season with the Bucs, and he broke Drew Brees' 2016 completion record of 471 by going to 485. Who knows? Maybe that's why he unretired again, to come back to try to beat Manning's single-season passing record. Herbert topped 5,000 passing yards in 2021 in his, you know, splash season. And he's got the Chargers rolling, but you got Mahomes, Stafford, and Derek Carr all went over 4,800 yards. And you wonder how high Carr can go now that he's got Devontae Adams in Sin City playing with him. And I would agree that, you know, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Dak, they all have a shot at it if they stay healthy. Now let's go to single season receiving yards. You got the current record, 1,964 yards, Calvin Johnson in 2012. And Cooper Kupp came close. He came close to records in 2021. He finished his first Pro Bowl season with 145 catches for 1,947 yards and 16 TDs. He was 20 yards from breaking Megatron's record of receiving yards in a season and five snags away from breaking Michael Thomas's 2019 record for catches in a season. Kupp talked about it. He said, quote, "We're in a new age of football here," end quote. "We're playing 17 games of football a year, and a lot of stuff that happened before that, those records hold a different weight, being that they were played with 16 games." Other guys that were in the realm of it were Justin Jefferson, 3,016 yards in two seasons, and he could make another huge leap this year. And then Ja'Marr Chase had 1,455 as a rookie. And you just have this weird feeling like Chase and Burrow are going to do huge things in the Queen City. What about single-season receiving touchdowns? The current record's 23. Randy Moss did it in 2007. Moss did it in 07 with the Pats. He broke Jerry Rice's 87 record of 22 TD catches. No other player in NFL history has 20 TD receptions. At least not yet. Kupp had 16 touchdowns in 2021. Devontae Adams had 18 in 2020. And we'll see what he does with Carr now. He could rack it up. You think about the single-season rushing touchdown record. LaDainian Tomlinson set it at 28 in 2006. Then you had D'Angelo Williams in 08, Adrian Peterson in 09, LeGarrette Blount in 16, Jonathan Taylor in 21. And they've come the closest, and they were all still 10 shy of Tomlinson's mark. What about single-season scrimmage yards? The current record, 2509. Chris Johnson in 09. Last year, Taylor for the Colts had 2171 scrimmage yards in a huge year, but he needs to average 20 more yards per game and stay healthy for the whole season to break Johnson's record, but he could do it. Christian McCaffrey was close to it in 2019. He had 2392 scrimmage yards in his bust-out season, but he's never been able to stay healthy since. Then he got Derrick Henry. Henry had 937 rushing and 154 receiving yards in 8 games last season before he broke his foot. That would have averaged 2318 over a 17-game season, but the injury killed him. But Taylor was the only player in the league to top 2,000 scrimmage yards last season. Now, what about single-season sacks? Of course, the current record is shared by Michael Strahan in 01 and T.J. Watt of the Steelers in 2021, last season. It's 22.5, and a lot of people think it'll be broken. You know, Watt tied Strahan's record this past season, and he only did it in 15 games. If he played the whole season, he would have broke it already. Watt says that's not his ultimate goal. He said, quote, "I feel that I have so much more to give to the game. I'm definitely not satisfied. I'm trying to continue to grow and be one of the best who's ever played this game," end quote. You got a lot of guys that can do it, though. You got Aaron Donald. He has a 20.5 sack season in 2018, and he's always a threat. He can get to the quarterback, and we've seen what he did in the Super Bowl, so he's a badass. But the NFL has all kinds of guys that can get to the quarterback. Besides Watt, Nick Bosa, Robert Quinn, Myles Garrett, they all top 15 sacks, and they could get the record if they go, you know, up 7.5 sacks in their, you know, game. So they got to just take their game to the next level, and they could do it themselves. I would love to see Watt do it. I mean, I went to a lot of those Steeler games at Heinz Field. You know, I'm a season ticket holder, so I go there a lot to the ketchup bottle. And I got to tell you, watching this guy play football, it's just fun, man. This guy's a freak. He's a badass. He just gets after it hard every single snap. He's double-teamed. I mean, they can't stop this guy. He's just all over the football field, all over the pocket. He's constantly getting inside. He's always blitzing. And he's just a savage. And it's fun to watch him play. I don't remember, you know, when you think back to the Steelers' great, you know, defenses back in the day. In the 70s and 80s, I mean, they had the most dominant defenses. Think about it. They won 4 Super Bowls in 6 years. And, I mean, they had guys like Joe Green and Jack Lambert and L.C. Greenwood and all these guys, Ham and Russell, going after the quarterback. That was the best defense I ever saw until I saw this guy, Watt, play defense. But they've had that before. In the 90s, and, you know, they've won 6 Super Bowls, so they've always had great defensive players getting after quarterbacks and great linebackers, for that matter. So it's nothing new. You know, it's funny. Everybody says the Steelers are going to suck. They're going to be terrible. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to win 8 games. And, you know, Tomlin's streak of, you know, 15 seasons without a losing record is going to tumble. And I've heard all that. You know, listen, when you have a defense as good as they have in Pittsburgh and you've got a running back like they have in their backfield in Najee Harris, and you got talent like Kenny Pickett, who everybody wants to see play, but they also have Mitch Trubisky, who outside the pocket can actually play 5th highest winning percentage in the NFL the last 5 years. So make fun of him all you want. I think the guy can play. So they got receivers. They got Freiermuth, great tight end, absolutely scintillating watching him play. So all this talk about them being terrible, people are tripping. And yeah, I think Watt is the leader of the team and a badass. And now offensively, it's got to be Harris. What about time sacked in a season? The record is 76. David Carr was sacked 76 times in 2002 in a single season. That's crazy. Zach Wilson of the Jets was sacked 44 times as a rookie last year, and he only played in 13 games. Think about it. If he played the whole season, he would have been sacked at least 58 times. It's still way short of Carr's mark of 76. Justin Fields of the Bears took 36 sacks. He only made 10 starts, but he was under pressure every time he dropped back. I mean, literally, they record this stuff. He was under pressure on a whopping 27.3% of his dropbacks, and the Bears allowed 58 sacks last year. Their offensive line stunk. Everybody thinks if you start rookies like Pickett or Desmond Ridder that they're going to get sacked a lot because they're inexperienced, and that's what happened to Carr when he set the record. What about most career fourth quarter comebacks? The record is 43 by Peyton Manning. Brady doesn't have the record for the most fourth quarter comebacks by a QB. It's Manning, as I said. But now you got the 45-year-old Brady trying to, you know, tie Manning last season. He had comebacks against the Pats, Jets, Cowboys, and his total career-wise is 42 comebacks. Brady's going to break the record in 2022 if he avoids injury. And Tampa's going to be good because they got him. He has tons of records. Most career wins. Most career attempts. Most career completions. Most career TD passes. Most career passing yards. Longest TD pass. And he has the most Super Bowl wins. He only needs 39 TD passes to become the Buccaneers' all-time record holder. And that's for the franchise. That's embarrassing. In three seasons, he would have done it. I mean, you always see records broken. It's going to happen again this year. I just kind of wanted to get you, like, thinking about football, smelling football, talking football, sleeping on football, waking up on football, betting on football. Like, I mean, you know it's right around the corner doing push-ups, right? Like, I know you're fired up. I'm fired up. Training camps, you name it. Let's go. I love the NFL. I love paying debt. I love college football. I love when records get broken.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.